Welcome to Creating You, Creating Her Summit, where powerful women at the table reveal how to bridge the gap in your business by leveraging your genius, tools, and those in your network. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Stacy Walker of Stacy Walker Media. Hi, Stacy. How are you today?
Hi, Angelica. I am so honored to be here, and thank you, and I'm doing great, and I look forward to providing value for your amazing summit. Again, it's an honor to be here.
I am so excited to have you here. I have listened to your YouTube videos, followed you on Facebook, just dived in deep into your material. So you have so much wealth and knowledge to share. So I'm really excited that you're going to share that with my audience today. Can you tell us about your business and how you impact the world with your gift?
Absolutely. So with my business, I'm professional wise, I guess I would be labeled as a digital marketing expert and business strategist. And I mainly help coaches, consultants, and healers, you know, women who are coaches, consultants, and healers who are driven, high achieving. I help them pretty much so design an incredible life doing what they love. And the way that I help them do that is by helping them design a soul aligned, and I'll go into details about what soul aligned means, soul aligned method to attract their dream clients and to make consistent cash flow so they can, you know, use their business as the vehicle to not only make an impact in people's lives, but also monetize their gifts during the work that they love. And also it's funding their incredible lives. So a big thing for me is like helping women to be empowered, helping women to know that they can come together, and also helping women know that they can use their unique gifts and design an incredible life doing what they love by building a business that they love.
Well, I'm amazed because everything you said is so true. I've had the pleasure of working with you, and all those things are like the core to what you teach. And it's just amazing to share this platform with you today. Today we're going to be talking about three ways to achieve balance to build a successful life and business. And I can't wait to hear what you have put in place to tell us today.
Oh yes, Angelica. And this one like hit home to me because, you know, there was a time I've been in business since 2008, but there was a period of time about 2013 to where I didn't have any type of balance at all. And my business was absolutely booming, but mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, I was spent. So I didn't have any type of balance. No one taught me anything. So what ended up happening, I ended up burning out and I stepped away from my business, which was one of the hardest things that I did because I worked so hard to build my business. It was some, you know, I love working with, you know, the people that, you know, were open to receiving my help. But I had to realize that, you know, and I have a family. And what good is a successful business and quote unquote all the money and quote unquote all the success if I'm either 6 feet under or I have done irreversible damage to my body? Because back in 2007, that was like the year where I had a near-death experience. I had almost died because my liver, I discovered that year, was smaller than the average size liver, which meant that it needed to work harder to get rid of toxins. Well, I didn't know any of this until I went to the emergency room because I literally felt like I was dying. I knew that there was something wrong. And I remember the doctor was like shocked because he checked my enzyme levels and he was like, I don't know how you've been walking around this long functioning. He was like, why didn't you not come in here months sooner? Wow. So So what ended up happening was that he said that I needed to immediately change my lifestyle. I really wasn't taking care of myself that great. And also that I had to be on bed rest to get better. Otherwise I would die, pretty much. That's what he said. Otherwise you're going to die. So I couldn't work, you know, and I worked at the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio, in the psychiatry department, which meant that working for, you know, a university, you have some benefits, right? So, right. I thought that I was going to bounce back quick. I thought, you know, maybe a month or a few weeks, but it took almost a year. So, during that time I depleted my savings, my retirement that I had built up, and I was in a position to where I was like, you know what? I need to make money. I need to find a way to make money. And at that time in 2008, I didn't know anything about entrepreneurship. I didn't know about online businesses. I mean, back then it was kind of pretty new in its infancy. So I had heard from a friend that I could get a work at home job, not a business. I wasn't looking for a business opportunity because I didn't even know those existed. But I was like, you know what? I could do a work at home job because I'll be at home in my bed. I have nothing else to do but time on my hand. So long story short, that's where my journey started as an entrepreneur. Like, I never even planned about any of this. So by the time 2013 came around and my business was booming, I didn't have a coach, you know, to help me on this journey to help me with that balance. I had to learn it the hard way. I had to learn it by going, you know, by experiencing my own mistakes and then learning from them. So when I came back to my business, I came back 2 years later. I was only going to take a year off, but I ended up getting pregnant and my doctor said, nope, you can't go back to work if you want this baby to survive, because, you know, I got pregnant at 39 okay. Or 38, just late. You know, I was in the high risk zone for having children. And I also had two miscarriages prior to that. So I was like, okay, I'll take another year off. I don't mind, you know, to birth, you know, my son, right. who I have, Jordan. So when I came back after those 2 years, when I finally came back in 2016, I made a promise to myself that I would never, ever, ever, ever put my business before my life, put my business before my health, put my business before, you know, before my spirituality, my emotional health, all of that, right? So what I do now, there's three ways that have helped me maintain a good amount of balance. Like, sometimes the scales can be tipping on one side more than the other. But I have the awareness now to know, like, when things are starting to become out of balance. I think the awareness part is a big part of it. So I'd love to share, like, the first way, which is basically loving yourself first. So what I mean by that is that, like you have a business that you want to build, which means that there's people that you're going to be serving, and most likely a team that you have that you're building. And then on top of that, you have your family, your friends, maybe the things that you're doing in your community. So there's so many hats that we wear, especially as mothers. Like, I'm a mother, I have a 22-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I know with my 22-year-old, I never put myself first, never, ever put myself first. And that caused a lot of imbalance because I thought that it was selfish to put myself first, which it is, but not in a negative way, right? Because if we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves first, our cup needs to be filled first before we can give and support the people in our lives, whether it's work or business, to the optimal point, right? So it's always about loving yourself first, having a great relationship with yourself first, having a deep connection, like, you know, with your spirituality. If you're, you know, if you're not that, then that's okay. I'm just speaking from my experience, but just having a deep connection with your spirituality, having a deep connection with your body and your mind, because our mind and our body, you know, they work in harmony with each other. And sometimes we have a tendency to not listen to our bodies. So I think just having the mindset around, I need to put myself first so I can better serve the people in my lives, whether it's work or business. That way I can better support them, because I know if I'm emotionally drained, mentally drained, physically drained, spiritually drained, I can't make the best decisions. I cannot support the people the way that I would love to support them. So I always have to remind myself that I need to carve space out for myself every day. And it's pretty much so planned, like every day, and I commit to it. Now, of course, I'm human. I don't get it right 100%, but at least it's just making sure that you just continue to pick yourself up and keep on working at it. Like, it's going to be an ongoing process. So some ways that I put myself first, I make sure in the morning when I wake up, I don't have the alarm going, and then I hit the ground running, and then I'm taking care of my kid and then my pets and my husband, and I don't do any of that. When that alarm goes off, I have a good hour or two to myself to, you know, pray, to meditate, to be silent, to read, to journal, to really envision what my day is. That way, you know, I'm not having my day control me. I have a vision for how my day runs. And of course, I'm open to unexpected blessings, of course. But I think that one's right, first of all. And then also, like, having clarity around, like, what loving yourself first looks like. Like me, I love to read. I love to rest. I love the great outdoors and get out into nature. But of course, everybody's different, but I always think of ways that are going to fill your cup first, and whatever way that is. You know, I have some clients that like to take bubble baths. I have some clients that love to, you know, watch a couple of movies or something like that. Just something to where they're taking care of themselves first. Or, you know, I have some clients that their way of loving themselves is going to the spa and getting a massage. I mean, it's whatever you want. So having clarity around, like, what loving yourself first looks like, because when you have a deeper connection with yourself and treat yourself with TLC, that's going to overflow to, you know, the people that are in your lives, and whether that's, you know, personal or business. Second way is to achieve balance is setting those boundaries. I tell you, this is a big one. So many of us feel that we need to say yes to things that we really want to say no to, because we feel like, oh, we don't want to upset someone. I'm the type of person, like, I want everybody to be happy, and that can bite me in the butt sometimes if I'm not very careful and clear about, okay, is this thing that I'm doing, is it something I really want to do, or am I doing it for that other person? So I not only do I need to set boundaries with myself about what I will say yes to and what I will say no to, and how I determine what I'm going to say yes and no to depends on what my goals are. So, like, when it comes to my business, like, there are a lot of moving parts to, when it comes to building a business. And then, of course, you have either clients or you have potential partners or people in your network that will ask you for certain things. And I always, like, take a look at, I'm not going to say yes to something unless it's aligned with, like, my current goals. If it isn't, then I'm going to say no and release it. Of course, I will let that person know that, you know, I'm very grateful for the opportunity, but, you know, at this time, you know, I can't commit to this, right? You know, I have other priorities. So we have to be okay with setting boundaries and not feel bad about it. And also just being clear, like, what that looks like for you. Like, for me, like, every decision I make comes from, is this thing that I'm doing or with, I'm talking business-wise, is it something that's aligned with my goal? Because if it isn't, that's an easy no, right? And then personal wise, this is a big one. I know with my experience of building a business and my husband, you know, he's not an entrepreneur. So our mindsets and priorities are sometimes in two different places, and he doesn't really understand the vision that I'm building for my business. And he understands the vision for our lives, but not necessarily the business aspect, because he's not an entrepreneur. So I have to make sure that I always take that into consideration, and I set boundaries. Like I am very clear, and I communicate, like, you know, when I would like his support, when I'm working, when I'm not. I also, of course, make sure that I set boundaries to make sure that I have time away from my business, so I can nurture the relationship with my husband and my family, and the kids, and also myself. So setting boundaries with yourself, setting boundaries with the people in your life personally, and setting boundaries with the people in your life when it comes to your business is crucial. Otherwise, you're going to be saying yes to things that you really did not want to do, which can cause not only resentment, but it can also expel a lot of energy that you could be used focusing in other areas. So, and that was a big one for me, because like I said, I always want people to be happy, but I would have a tendency to say yes to things that I know I didn't want to do. Right. So, which is awful. You know what I mean? Like, why, you know, like looking back at that, it's like, no, you know, if I'm going to say yes to something, that means that I really stand behind whatever I'm saying yes to. But if I'm not really standing behind whatever I'm saying yes to, then it's kind of like, you know, you're not even putting your all into it. So I'd rather just say no, because I'd rather put my all into whatever's being asked when it comes to boundaries. So yeah, we definitely have to have a mindset shift when it comes to that. Because, you know, I tell you, the people that I work with, and then my dreams of what I want to create for my life and my business are huge. And time is of the essence. Like we don't know how much time we have on this earth. We don't know how much time, but every day we are given an allotted amount of time during our day, and we need to use it wisely. Yep. So I always have to take that into consideration too. Third way is to ask for help. I'm a very independent person, self-learner. I'm like the person that's like, no, I'm okay. You know, I don't need help. I'm okay. Like I'll figure it out on my own, or, you know, I don't want to, you know, burden you with my problems, you know. But I've had a major shift around that over the past 3 years. Like, it's actually gotten easier as time goes on. But I remember it clearly in the beginning. Oh my gosh, it was so uncomfortable for me. But what helped me, I guess what helped me go ahead and just do it, was that I knew for certain that my vision for my business, my vision for my life, the vision that I had to make an impact in people's lives, I knew that I couldn't do it by myself. Like, it would be impossible. Like, the most successful people out there, the people that are making the biggest difference, they're not doing it on their own. I mean, take a look at Oprah, or take a look at Lisa Nichols. They have team, because they know that they need to ask for help and to realize their dreams. So I adopted that philosophy, and I leaned on their examples and their beliefs in the beginning, just to continue to remind myself, because, you know, that negative self-talk will come into play, or your ego will come into play and actually self-sabotage you. And it can happen without you even realizing it. So being open to not only receiving help, but asking for help. So I usually make sure I think this has helped me a lot, that I always make sure that I ask for help at least once a day minimum. Like, oh, really? It's an intentional thing. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And it helped me create the habit of asking for help, especially from someone who never asked for help, right? Like I could be, my ego would know that I would need help, but I wouldn't ask for help. And guess what? I've delayed my progress. I've ended up making more mistakes than I needed to. I've exhausted myself emotionally because I've gotten frustrated about, you know, not asking for help. Like at home, I ask for help a lot. I ask for help from my 5-year-old. I ask for help from my husband, and I don't have a problem with it anymore. I remember a few years ago, I wouldn't ask for help, and then I would feel like I was being the martyr.
Okay.
And that's not a place that you want to be at, right? You don't want to be there because that leads to resentment. That's going to taint relationships that you don't want to taint, but it just ends up happening. So asking for help and receiving help is a big one, and having clarity around like what that help looks like too. I know, like with my business, with my vision for like my business, I don't have like complete clarity, but I know what direction I'm going. I know that I'm not going to be able to get to that next level by myself because I've plateaued. You know, sometimes we can only get so far by ourselves.
Right.
And then you kind of just stay there, right? There's no progress there. You can end up getting comfortable. So it's like you cannot be in that comfortable state. You need to keep going. You need to keep going. So that's when you literally need other people in your life to help you in areas that, you know, you either can't see or areas where, yeah, there's some things that you could definitely do on your own, but your time could be used on realizing that vision. We're the visionaries of our business. So I shared with the ladies in one of my programs that we're the visionaries for our business. And our job as business owners, as CEOs, is that we are supposed to focus most of our energy on creating solutions. Creating solutions within the infrastructure of our business and creating solutions for the people that we serve. So if we're the visionaries and we're creating and we're using most of our energy to create for solutions, then we need more headspace to think, which means that there's things that we literally need to take off our plate, because who wants to try to come up with solutions when you're drained? I mean, we just can't operate that way. Like our bodies are just, there's a limit. Like we can push ourselves. So instead of doing that, ask for help.
Ask for help. Yeah. You and I had a conversation earlier today where you asked me, how can I help you? And I froze on that. And I know I have a hard time asking for help and receiving help. I feel guilty. Like, oh no, they shouldn't help me, even though I need the help.
Right.
So that is something I definitely myself, I really need to continue to work on in 2021 is asking for help more and not saying, well, I'll get it done. And I know where that comes from, just being disappointed when people say that they're going to help you and then they don't come through. And then you end up doing it and having to do what they said they would do anyways.
Oh yes. There's so many layers to that. You know, I know with me, you know, I've had some betrayal. Right. I've had people walk over me and that did influence like my inability to ask for help and to receive help. But, I can't say it hasn't been easy. Like in the beginning, it was very challenging. And it took a lot. It took a lot of unlearning to do. So, but yeah, I mean, the more you practice it, the easier it gets. The easier it gets because it's gonna change your whole paradigm about, you know what? I can't do this on my own. I'm ridiculous to think that I can do this on my own. I don't have all the answers. I don't want to have all the answers. That's why it's so wonderful that there's people on this earth that have their own unique gifts. And it's a matter of like, if you're setting the boundaries and making it clear and making sure you surround yourself around people that actually support you, then that place of being, that concern of being disappointed really doesn't pop up anymore.
And I have to say this past year, God has really answered a lot of my prayers in that area. I have so many amazing women surrounding me now that just how can I help you this week? What do you need help with? Or they'll see a post that says something and they just know me a little bit better and they'll be like, hey, what's going on? Where can I help you? And it's amazing, amazing feeling, but I still don't take them up on it a lot. I still, so I have to be better because to me, it's really a gift from God saying, here, I'm putting someone in your life to help you over those, you know, with certain things that you're doing. And I'm easy to ask people what they need. What can I help you with? How can I help you and serve them? But I have a hard time doing it in return.
Yeah, that's a big one, being open to receiving. And you made a great point there, Angelica, about, you know, like God is literally answering your prayers every day when you say that you want a certain thing and God's like, here's somebody right here that's willing to help you. And it's like and sometimes people don't think that, you know, like I know we had a conversation earlier about how easy it is for us to forget certain things. Right. And it's just how our brains are designed. Our brains are designed to think as less as possible, which is why we forget a lot of things. Yes. So being open to receiving help, I mean, it is a universal law. It's like the receiving and giving is even like you give a lot. So it's time for you to get like an overflow of receiving, especially since you haven't been taking that receiving. So yeah, 2021 is going to be our year of receiving more because you're already giving.
Right.
Yeah. And that is definitely a part of balance. You know, that's a part of the balance because it can, even though like we can give, there's going to be an imbalance there because if you're giving, you have to receive, I mean, it's just it's a universal law.
Yep. It does balance. I'm just amazed. I was noticing a theme for the three points that you made about loving yourself, setting boundaries, and asking for help. And each of those, it was all about clarity. You had to have clarity in each of those. And that was very interesting to me to hear as you were talking through all of, I'm like, you had so many nuggets throughout, but clarity seems to be the main point. So you're able to do those things better.
Oh yes. Clarity is a big thing because like, if we don't know what something looks like, or we don't know where we're going, then we're going to get whatever. Right. So if we can sit down and just like write down and just think about like, what would be the best case scenario, whether it can happen or not, that's not the point. It's just writing down like, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want? How do you want to treat yourself and love yourself first? Like, write those things down, because when you have clarity around that, it would make it easier for you to make decisions that are leading to that thing that you want. So clarity is a big thing, because if you don't have clarity, it's going to create confusion. It's going to send confused signals to the universe. You're going to end up receiving things that you don't want. So if you have clarity around things, it's so much easier for you to, you know, see opportunities or have, I always call them divine downloads of how you can, you know, make better decisions. But clarity is a big thing. And I guess it wasn't until recently that I just realized how important clarity is, because we can't, if we don't know, like, let's say you and I wanted to go to Jamaica or something, but we didn't know how we were going to get there. You know, we didn't know like how many stops, how many days. I mean, we'll never get there. Right. You know what I mean? Because we're going to be like, I don't know. Should we walk? Okay, let's walk. No. Right. And then when we're walking, we get to the ocean. Are we going to swim? No. Oh my goodness. So we definitely need clarity. Like always liken it to like taking a trip somewhere using a GPS. Like when we use a GPS, we know exactly where we are right now. And then we know like where we want to go. So having clarity about like where you want to not only go, but be, makes it so much easier for you to be like, okay, is this thing that I'm doing, is this going to get me closer to where I want to be or not? And it's a simple yes or no. Like, if it's a no, then don't do it, right? I kind of liken it to a game. Like, just being very aware of my decisions every day. Now, of course, I run on autopilot. We run on autopilot a lot of the time, but if you just have awareness around the things that you're thinking and doing, and why are you thinking that, or where did that thought come from, or where did that belief come from, or why are you doing that if it's not getting you closer to where you want to go? So it helps you, like, just really think about the things that you're doing. And, you know, I absolutely believe that we can create whatever lives we want for ourselves. That's one of the beautiful things about having free will and living on Earth, you know, is that we're able to create. I always say co-create, because we never really do anything ever by ourselves, whether, you know, the universe is co-creating with us, you know, God's co-creating with us, and then other people in our lives. So we never do anything alone, really. So with that in mind, you know, why not have fun with this life and go after what you really want and don't settle? That's been my biggest lesson for this year, is don't settle.
Wow. You have shared so much today. It's just amazing. I need to go back and take some more notes. I have sticky notes, all kinds of sticky notes with the nuggets you shared. I so appreciate this discussion. So how can the audience connect with you, and what special gift do you have for them today?
Okay, so I can mainly be found on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook if you put in Facebook / Stacy A. Walker, StacieAwalker. And then I also have a group on Facebook, the Elite Society of Ambitious Women Community. It's a great place to connect with other amazing driven women who desire to live above mediocrity, who are monetizing their gifts. I'm also on Instagram, same handle, at Stacy A. Walker. And then if you want to visit me, you know, on my website, it's stacywalker.com. And yeah, that's where you can connect with me. And you had another question. I'm sorry.
Oh, what special gift are you providing today?
Oh, yes. Okay. So the gift that I have today goes perfectly with everything that we've talked about today. I have a challenge. It's called Jumpstart 2021 Challenge. And this is mainly for, you know, us entrepreneurs out there. It's a way for you to design a rinse and repeat 90-day profit plan for consistent cash flow. I'm not even going to say how much money, it's whatever you want. So the reason why with this challenge is because sometimes we can, when we're building our businesses, sometimes it's so easy for us to become overwhelmed because we've created more work for ourselves. And it's actually slowing down our progress. So with this challenge, not only does it help you get the clarity, but also helps you identify areas when it comes to your marketing and sales, like where you are really wasting time and how you can actually do things in a way that's aligned with your vision, mission, and personality. Because I know, again, a lot of us do things that we really don't want to do because we think we should do them or we have to do them to get the results that we want in our business. So this is going to help you if you have like a scattered to-do list, or you're operating from a place of randomness with little or no results. So it's going to help you jumpstart the new year, right? To just have better systems in place for your business that are actually simple. We always want to complicate things because we just don't want to believe that things can be simple. They can. We don't need to overcomplicate things at all. So that is my gift to your audience.
That is amazing. So I hope that you reach out to Stacy soon and make sure you grab that free gift, because that is definitely something for 2021 that I feel we all need. And to be able to do it in 3-month increments makes it so much easier, instead of feeling like you get to look at the whole year. Just being able to take those 3-month chunks is so much better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Looking at the whole year definitely overwhelms me, but if I break it down, it's like, okay, yeah, that's doable. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because a little bit every day gets you that much closer to your bigger vision. Mm-hmm. So Stacy, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all your wisdom and just being open and honest, especially about the things that brought you to where you are today. So I really appreciate that. And I thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I can't wait to see what you're doing in 2021. And just thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Angelica. It's been an honor to be here. And I'm so honored to be a part of your event. And I know so many people need what you have going on in this event. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, well, thank you. And don't forget to check Stacy out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or even her Facebook page. I'm sorry, her website. So thank you everyone for joining Creating You, Creating Her Summit, and look forward to connecting with you all. Bye.